Oh.
Oh dear. This is
The Sniffer. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. Coffee Kathy. And how are you?
You always do that when you don't know what to say. You ask me how I am. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm nervous because I have the first story, but I'm not really too sure how to get into it. It's about, it was something I read in the New York Times, and they were talking about data mining, sort of really what we were worried about 10 years ago, it's coming, they're going to know everything about us, and now they potentially, probably, actually do. There was this article in the Times talking about something called Easy Pass, which is sort of it's a way of when you're on the tolls on the highways in the U.S., rather than pitching money in, you can just sort of scan this card. Well, this card now, one of the great things about it, this is it makes it really fast, but they get all this information about you, and they can actually document one of the things that they're worried about is let's suppose you're in Baltimore and you're going to Massachusetts, and they're going to be able to tell how fast you went. And now they're thinking that, not only will they be able to tell how, the speed you were going, then they'll be able to ticket you afterwards.
Well, because it's that whole set of technologies, right? There's that Easy Pass thing, or EZ Pass, as we would say in Canada. But then there's there are all those things people talking about getting chip implants or RFID tags, radio frequency ID tags. And actually, I was actually just reading a thing in The New Scientist.
In the Inquirer?
The New Scientist.
Oh, The New Scientist!
I'm trying to get them to sponsor our podcast, and then it would be really, it's product placement, New Scientist. They were talking about how the European Union is working on building an alternative to GPS systems called Galileo, which they're...
Global positioning, right? Positioning system.
Yeah, so and they're thinking it'll go live in 2008. But unlike the GPS thing, which is run by the American government /military, this is a commercial venture, which is designed to make money and designed to, if you imagine all the things, one of the scenarios they're putting up here is imagine that, as you drive, you'll get notices of all of the shops in your area where you regularly shop popping up on your cell phone.
Oh, I would like that.
Oh, you would? Really? It's very Minority Report. I find it very creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, but it's kind of neat, especially if you get lost.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but
because you can, with a system like that, just to digress for a bit, you can have it, tell you, wait, back up, hang a left, you're lost.
Well, and what they're saying about this Galileo, actually, is that there are more satellites positioned. It's supposed to be more accurate than the current GPS system is anyway. But, what I find interesting about all this privacy stuff is, how many hundreds of years in Western liberal democracies, evolving Western liberal democracies, have we, debated and put forth and, had all these measures around privacy and security of the person and all that kind of stuff. And it's we were completely ready to just give it all up for the sake of a free loyalty card or, a free donut on every 10th purchase. It's kind of amazing how quickly we've just bartered away our freedom.
But what we do, do you ever buy books from Amazon or anything like that?
No.
Have you ever done anything like that?
No.
Oh, so you really guard this sort of thing very privately or very strictly.
I have to really want something online that I can only get online. For instance, when we paid for our hosting for the podcast, right? I did that online because I had to do it online. But, I live in a big city, so I would never really have the need to buy my books from Amazon.
Yeah, see, I lie all the time. Whenever I go to any places, they ask for my stats. I say, Eleanor Roosevelt.
You look good, Eleanor.
No, but it's interesting what you're talking about that Galileo, because as creepy as it all sounds about GPS and even that Galileo, they say, and we'll be able to help you. I really do think it really is about tracking. But, when you look at what's happening in the world right now with terrorism, do we not want to be able to track people more closely?
Well, I mean, I do see that side of the argument, but then I also worry that that's kind of the Trojan horse, that's like a mother issue. Nobody can argue against, foiling terrorist plots, but then does that become this sort of Trojan horse for bringing in all this other kind of monitoring? And what if you are arranging things so that you're not being monitored, if you don't have a GPS system in your car and you don't use EZ Pass and all that kind of stuff, do you then become suspicious in virtue of the fact that you're not on that list of tracking things, that you appear to be attempting to be invisible.
Well, but you know, there's sort of like a group of people, and I've noticed it with younger people, who are refusing to have debit cards, refusing to have computers, refusing to have driver's license, refusing to have all of these sorts of things.
Really? I never heard about that. I always think of like people younger than we are as being like totally hooked into credit cards and all that.
No, it's like actually, well, one of the guys I was talking to works at a vinyl, at a record store, which is all vinyl, that sort of figures. But, you know, but like artists, like, you know, like visual artists, I was talking to a bunch of them and they didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, that may be the new subversion, actually.
Yeah.
Standing up for your privacy.
That's right. Live beneath the radar. So what have we got? What's it? You have got the snippy today. What have you got for us that's snippy?
I do. Well, I found something that I think is just tailor-made for you because I know that you have
a gift?
Well, theoretically a gift. I know you have a sweet spot for virtual reality. And I actually found there's this company based in Montreal called ID Action, or I guess it's probably ID Action because it's in Montreal, and they have this really, really cool virtual reality device, machine. I don't know. You can get a look at the video by going to Panascope 360, like the numerals 360.com. So basically what this Panascope thing does is it's like a huge sort of bottom half of a globe, or bottom half of a gigantic orange, basically. It's big enough to hold about 8 people. So you walk in this kind of slit at the side, and there's a huge joystick there. And essentially, it's like a virtual environment, which allows you to sort of navigate along like X, Y, and Z axes, like so, negotiate a sort of simulated three-dimensional space. And it looks, the video at the website makes it look really, really cool.
Do you get to wear goggles?
No, it's just a completely, it's an immersive environment. And what made me think of is obviously this is, you know, a prototype or like an art demo piece, but you can imagine a future where like that's the next generation of computer games. Instead of looking at a, you know, teeny little screen, you're actually like in the game itself. It really did generate the experience of sort of flying through three-dimensional space.
Oh, so it's sort of like if it's Quake or something like that. It's like you've got like battle things going off around you, and then you've got joysticks and
yeah, I mean, they may be planning on some like entirely more noble end to put this thing to, but that's immediately what I thought of as this existence, basically making computer games much more realistic.
Well, what would your game be like if it wasn't
angels and bunnies?
And it would be. Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's it for today. I don't know. Hey, send us an email. And what kind of, if you were going to play some sort of a virtual game like that in some sort of a big, enormous, big, giant orange in Montreal, what would you play? Our email address is thesniffer@technologian.org.
That's right. Thanks.
I did it!
Yeah, you did it. Congratulations. We'd love to hear from you seriously about that or anything else. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Later.